At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to chaos here on the Adam Carriker Show. Here's what you got to know about me. All right. I love the unpredictability. The fact that my phone's been blown up while I'm doing my show. The only thing that upsets me about that is you must not be watching my show. What is going on? All right. But beyond that, it actually doesn't bother me. I have 6 kids. You got to understand. All between ages of 7 and 15. Like, it's not even organized chaos. It's just utter chaos, and we're just used to it. That's what we call it around our house. Utter chaos that we're used to. It's not organized chaos. The zone defense quit working a long time ago. I tried some zone blitzes. I don't even know what that means with kids, but those didn't work either. So here's what's going on. Derek and his family, they're going to be a little bit late. They went to a different location, but that's okay. As I have mentioned before, I've already got plenty to talk about. We still need to finish reacting to the press conferences. We've actually got a Matt Rhule clip that we haven't gotten to yet from the last interview. Hopefully they can be here around 12:15. And I am excited. Like, Derek's got an amazing story. It's an unfortunate accident that happened to him, but the positivity that they're trying to take out of it, hopefully impact other people's lives, and their book. I'm going to plug it. Okay, The 8-Minute Flight, The Miraculous Story of the Boy Who Chose Earth Instead of Heaven, Derek Ruth. I can't wait to talk about this. And like I said, they're the cousin of Joel and Jeff McAvica. I believe it's Joel that's going to be joining us today, along with Coach Osborne, who ultimately kind of connected. I'd already been talking to them, but he's like, hey, why don't you do an actual interview with them? And so he's going to be here as well. It's going to be a little bit chaotic. We'll see how it goes, but let's light this candle. All right. So you enlightened the good folks on Sean Patton's new job and job description. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see here. Let me find the article that I had pulled up and I'd been dissecting on our new GM. So give me one second here. All right. Nebraska is making and this article is Tim Vergas. All right. So shout out to Tim. Nebraska is making a significant change to his football personnel hierarchy. ESPN's Pete Thamel. I read all those tweets yesterday. First reported Nebraska night Wednesday that Nebraska was hiring New England Patriots pro personnel director Pat Stewart, and he's joining the program as the general manager, replacing Sean Patton, who is moving to a new role, which Jake already described to you. When you learn about Pat, admittedly, I don't know every single person and every single football facility. I was like, I don't know who this is. Okay. And you read about it and you read his resume and you read the things he's accomplished and his experience and everything he's done. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Like, this seems like like Mike Eckler being the special teams coach, this seems like a home run hire. It allows Sean Patton to focus on other things and allows him to, you said contract negotiations and things of that nature, right, Jake?
Yeah.
So there are the things that go into college football, the more we can take off the head coach's plate and the more other people can do, the better we're going to be. And these are people that Matt Rhule trusts. That's why he brings out people. Some folks are like, oh, he only brings in his friends and things of that nature. Or another way to look at it is he brings in people he trusts. And if it doesn't work out, he's shown he's willing to make a change. So you can't just bring in anybody willy-nilly. Like, it's hard if you're running a big business like college football or any big business in general to delegate and trust other people to do things. That's the hardest thing when you're going from being a small business to a big business. That's the hardest thing to do because you're trusting somebody to do something that you've done for quite a while and you're very good at. But in order to be more successful with the ever-changing landscape of business in general or college football and the business of college football, you have to be able to delegate. You can't just do that with any Yahoo off the street. It's got to be people you trust. And so this is someone that Matt Rhule has a history with for a long time, someone he trusts. And I mean, look at his resume. How do you have an issue with this? All right. In total, Stewart spent 17 years as an NFL scout to pair with front office experience. Besides his time with Rhule in Carolina, he worked with Nebraska's head coach at Western Carolina. All right, the Carolina Panthers was original, but also Western Carolina Temple in his early years. All right, let's see what else we got here.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Anything else to add real quick while I kind of comb through this here, Jake?
No, it's just interesting. You look at his, you know, he spent a long time, I think 2007 to 2017 with the Patriots, which obviously was a pretty successful run for the Patriots there.
Yep.
And, you know, started, I think, as a scout there, an area scout in 2009. Looks like just one later became a pro scout, 2013, and then was an area scout back in 2014. Up until 2017 when he left to join the Eagles. And then he served as a national scout for 2 years with them before joining the Panthers as director of player personnel, working with Matt Rhule. And then when his Matt Rhule tenure, well, when Matt Rhule's tenure came to a close, that's when he was let go there and made his way back to the Patriots. So just a lot of experience, again, at working at the highest level in various roles and has worked with Matt Rhule before. And you go back to those scouting, when you're looking at a GM, very much obviously important to know what you're putting together. Those years as a scout certainly probably help.
Absolutely. And I like the fact, I mean, sometimes you can get too many cooks in the kitchen, but that's why Matt Rhule's bringing in people he trusts. I like the fact that he can delegate more things to more people because they can focus on those things and be better at them. All right. The more things one person has to do, the harder it is to be better at those things. As long as there's trustworthy people that, and they're good at their job, the more you can delegate, the more that can be done, the better they can job they can do at their specific task that they've been delegated to do. So I like that as well. You're bringing in a guy, how do you argue with the resume? Sean Patton, I don't think he was doing a bad job. I think Rhule saw an opportunity to make them Nebraska football better, and he's taken that opportunity. All right, and one final thought on Patton, and I quote, this is per Sean Patton, and I quote, "It's really just a fun way to stay on top of young guys talking about the scout team. I grade every one of their days so that I get a sense of how they're developing, how they're coming along, and it allows me to engage the younger players on the scout team with regard to their development. Sometimes guys end up on scout team and feel like they're lost." Very true. Very true. Well, I lived on scout team for 3 seasons of college football, and so I know what it's like. So with the roster limits and the amount of reps and development that Matt Rhule wants to do, they had 3 full teams going last, like in their practices. It was like 7-on-7 over here. It was inside run drill over here. It was red zone over here. 3 full team sessions going. It's going to be hard to do that now. Okay, just with the 105 roster limit. But the more reps guys can get, the more eyeballs they can have, the more feedback they can get, the better they're going to get. Also, I'm going to be honest with you. When it's on scout team, it's hard to stay engaged. You're not learning your team's plays. You're not learning what the opposing team is doing. You show up. You lift. Sometimes you do or don't go to meetings. You go to the practice field and you're running plays that are drawn up on a card. And it's hard. And you don't feel like you're getting better. When you have someone specifically paying attention to you, you feel more valued. You got to keep in mind, why don't you go hard every day no matter what? Well, some people are wired like that. But people are going to still be people, and it makes it more challenging. If someone's there grading you, giving you feedback, you're going to do 2 things. You will do better in practice, and you will develop better and faster. And that's something Nebraska needs to do. It's hard when you're just going to practice and lift every day for a year. It's a challenge. I love lifting. I love football. And it was hard for me. I was halfway across America from everything and everyone I'd ever known as well. So that can create additional challenges. But for me, I like this. I like this move a lot. I like who we're bringing in, Pat Stewart. I like the fact that Patton's going to be able to focus on these other areas, which is going to help development of players, whether it be on the scout team. It's going to be as far as evaluating things and also contract negotiations, which is now a part of college football. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we might play that last Matt Rhule clip that we had. They just texted me, said they'll be here at about 12:04. They still got to park and walk in, so probably be about 12:15. But again, loaded hour, loaded show at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.